John chapter 4, and I trust with all these gadgets, this necklace and this microphone, that every one of you in the back can hear me. John chapter 4, one of the most wonderful chapters in the Word of God. The reason why I'm using this passage, I've often been asked a question. It's a $644,000 question. Brother Glass, how do you talk to a Jew about Christ? It's not written in the Bible, how? Depends on the Jew, depends on you, depends on the circumstances, and the Holy Spirit will lead you. But to give you a cut and dried answer how to do it, I don't know how. The Apostle Paul didn't know how. If he did, he would have told us so. In fact, we don't have in the Bible any particular method as to how to talk to anybody. But the Word of God does give us personal experiences as to how God's servants dealt under particular circumstances. But above all, here is not one of God's servants. Here we have the Lord and Master himself. Amen. How he dealt with a soul, and we're going to take that incident. John 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Now note those words, must needs go through, that's very strong. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Please, dear ones, take note of time elements. Everything the Bible gives us is important. Sixth hour, which would be equal to 12 o'clock noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, who am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. May the Lord add his blessing to this portion of his inspired word. Shall we look to our Heavenly Father for a moment of prayer? Now, loving Father, ere we dare to expound or to speak in any way about this wonderful portion of your word, we want to express and admit and confess our own inadequacy, our own inability, Lord. We have neither eloquence nor power nor wisdom because we are dealing with that which is the holiest in your presence, your word. For you have said in your word, in the Son, that you have honored thy word above all thy name. Our God, we're handling the Holy of Holies when we handle the written, inspired word. So as our brother prayed, Lord, please answer his prayer. Anoint your servant's lips and the ears and hearts of your people. In Jesus' name and for his wonderful sake we ask it. Amen.